Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling back. Hi, are you guys on the road now?
Yep, I think we're getting moving.
Okay. Okay.
1 second. Yeah, I forget to see that information. And then what I do since I, what I'll probably do is just, send over a picture of my business card real quick.
There's going to be a few things that we're going to want to have, any photos that you have related to the business itself or, you know, before and after photos of work that you've done. And then just for everything to be Google compliant, it doesn't have to be a comprehensive, everything on that list kind of thing, but they're going to want like a photo of your service vehicle. Are you licensed and insured, the business?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Of course. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure. Google is kind of making their verification process just a little bit more comprehensive. They want to make sure that the businesses that appear on the first page are legitimate businesses that will provide quality service. So, I know if you can send us the license and insurance information, a picture of your service vehicle, any tools or equipment, if you have a business card, all of that we have to send to Google just so everything kind of, you know, ticks all the boxes, all the I's and T's dotted and crossed, and then also content that we need to create the website. But again, we can always update those photos and things like that. Now, I was telling Brandy that we're going to do a client interview today. I hope today, if you guys are available. The call takes about a half an hour. It could be with either of you or with both of you, but we're going to want to just get a little bit more information about the company, like any mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto. You know, what's unique about the business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we would want to schedule that follow-up call for today so we can start getting that information. And then we'll obviously ask for you to email us the photos and all of those types of things so we can get started on the website. Now, the other thing I was telling Brandy is because we're a Google partner, we're required to read what's called a voice verification mic. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, that we're including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Now, one question that I actually have before I get that started, I just wanted to verify, Murray, that's your last name. I never want to assume, but like the business name, Murray?
Yep, Murray.
Murray's Tree Care is the name of the business. I've got Murray's Tree Care at yahoo.com. for the email address. And then I'm not sure if I ever did ask, but the business is completely service based, meaning that you go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that we would be promoting, no brick and mortar or showroom, anything like that.
No, I just come out to them and everything. Estimates are always free.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes too. Okay, yeah, Google knows that most service-based businesses are just run out of the home, run out of the truck. In fact, even if you had like a shop where you kept your equipment or an office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. The Angie's has got the 5277 Old Columbus Road in Springfield, 45502. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my residence.
Okay. Yeah, so like I said, you're not going to have that physical address listed. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, everything has the click-to-call feature, so your customers are going to call you directly almost all the time, of course, unless they fill out that contact form on the website. And when you do that, you are alerted with a text message as well as an email. And then when we contact you, Mike, we will use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, unless you prefer us to send you quick emails for short things too. We can do that. So my question is, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone's best.
Phone is best. Okay, I'll put phone preferred. And then you said you had a, was it a Visa debit?
What's that, sir?
The card connected to the billing. Is it a Master?
Yeah, it's a Master. Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm gonna hand you over to Brandy real quick. I gotta do something real quick, but she can continue the conversation.
Okay, sure, no problem. Brandy, oh hi. Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I guess I can do the voice verification with you, and then we'll take a look at the client interview calendar, and then let me know when you guys are going to be available. Again, the client interview can be with either of you or both of you, but I've got the voice verification. Give me one second here. Again, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question. It's actually pretty straightforward, and I've got it pulled up now. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Brandy, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Okay.
Is it Murray Tree Care?
And it's actually LLC.
Okay. And that's Murray's, Murray with the apostrophe S, right? Tree Care? And
yes.
Then, so it is an LLC. My question for you, and it's a personal preference, if we include the LLC in the branding of the business, like on the website, on the Google listing, on all the directories, it's completely up to you, but we would want it to be the same everywhere. Did you want it to be Murray's Tree Care or Murray's Tree Care LLC?
Well, I haven't changed it to LLC for everything else. Without it.
You can always say, yeah, let's go ahead and change it and add it. We can add it to everything. But for now, we'll have it as Murray's Tree Care. And then, Brandy, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brandy Cochran, and I am 100% owner.
Okay. And then, Brandy, as the owner of Murray's Tree Care, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Brandy, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people who are calling you or people who are needing your services are able to call you and contact you regarding your account, regarding your services, we ask that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Brandy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie lead, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we want
to... I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can I press you on a brief...
Oh, yeah, yeah, please. Please do, of course.
Okay, I already missed the call. I'll call him back.
Okay, all righty. Well, I apologize for that. So we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll be the ones to create the website. And I was telling Mike, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for the business, since you always go out to the customer and no one comes to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. So we're not saying that you cannot hire anyone else to create content for your business online, but of course you won't need to. We are just saying, if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate, current, and consistent. Like I said, if we ever decide to go with the LLC, we want to make sure that it's rebranded everywhere, just to keep things consistent. So, like I said, we're not saying you can't hire somebody else, but if you do, please let us know. So that's fair enough then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then with it being a month-to-month service with the website included, the setup fee waived, and, of course, with that reduced flat rate, the fixed rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, August 1st, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And Brandy, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The call directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing. Can you still hear me? Brandy? Well, that was interesting.